This is Podtacular, episode 226, the Halo Reach edition on Cinco de Mayo 2010.
Welcome to Podtacular, episode 226. We are live today. I am Dust Storm, and I'm going to read off the rest of the guests that we have on today. As always,
I can say my own name.
Okay,
say my
your
own name.
Name. Fine, go.
This is G. Lewis, and I will have a number two with the beef taco, please.
Okay.
No.
Wait, I thought we were ordering pizza.
Oh, no. It's...
Dude,
if we're getting pizza, I'm in.
It's Mexican.
And we have special guest from Arm the Flag Anti-Pro with us today. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
He is.
Oh, you know, just sitting at home, playing the Reach beta. You know, nothing else to do.
Hanging with his companion.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good. We'll get into a little later what ATF is and what you do. But before that, I want to get into our fillers for this episode.
Brent
is not here, so we have
we
have five people to fill a party, so we have a party all to our own. The first of which is a regular guest host on the show, Ace of Spades Card from Cyberline Films.
Yes.
Welcome.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Oh, hi there. My name is...
Well, today's podcast is brought to you by Corona. Corona for your Cinco de Mayo.
So you know, Corona are not made in Tokyo. I don't know why you're using that word.
Also,
you know what?
Also from Cyberline, we have Pork Chop 547. Welcome.
Hola, señores. ¿Cómo está?
Bien.
You're fired. It's funny that I don't even know what BN means.
No, you're fired.
What that means good?
Someone didn't take their foreign language class in high school.
I took Le Francais.
Ah, okay.
Whoa.
You took the loser language, alright.
Also from the ATF community, we have Knight. Welcome.
Yes. Hola.
Hello.
He's like, hola.
I don't want to get all Spanish on you guys after 3 years.
So what do you know for Spanish?
Hola, como esta? I don't even know what como estas means. I just know
how are you doing?
Wow, Greg.
Let's hope you don't have any Spanish-speaking
listeners.
That's like Spanish 101. No, that's like
when Spanish customers come into my store,
I just say... That's Spanish 101. What's your problem?
I didn't know.
So that Kinetflix line, how to speak Spanish on there. Something's telling me I need
actually,
to learn.
Watch Firefly in Spanish. That'll
go
help
watch,
you.
Go watch Dora. That'll help you a little bit.
Dora, the illegal immigrant. Let's go.
Oh, no. Okay. Also, we have from the Podtacular community, Uzumaki15. Welcome.
Yay.
I was wondering how to pronounce that.
Uzumaki, he's official Pokemon.
Yes, he's the official water
Pokemon. You're a real Pokemon?
Yeah,
don't forget. Throw the Ultra Ball. Did anyone catch you yet?
He's a steel type.
He's the water type.
And in case you forget, I will remind you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to pull a Master Ball out of you. Then what?
But then you don't
he's
have any Master Balls. Unless you lose. Quick, guys.
There's a missing no glitch.
No, let me get my game from you.
But
get my rare candy.
I am the missing no.
Hold AB down. Dude, I used to do that. I still do that on my DS. On Pokemon.
I still do that too. It's like,
you gotta do it, dude.
It's like switch back from doing like BBBBBBBAAA. Except I don't think it actually does anything in the game code, does it?
No, it doesn't do anything. I find myself every time I'm trying to catch anything.
I know, it's just a bad habit.
Why in the world?
Because I even do that with I even do that with emulators.
Welcome to
my
Halo, see if it works.
Soul Silver beta episode. We will be broadcasting live. Nintendo Wi-Fi connection.
And you know, if you want to really win and capture the flag, you have to hold AB down.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
Well, how do you arm the flag? That's all I want to know.
It's a closely guarded secret that we only our members know of, and even then, you have to be a member for a long time.
You have to pass the initiation process, which includes...
Yeah, actually, the initiation used to be you had to crouch walk around containment, but
yes.
We don't have that anymore, so... Now we go with Avalanche.
Good.
Wow.
We got a pretty good screenshot. Our newest member, that be Deathhawk. Oh man, we were joking around with the kid, and he's like, "So what do I gotta do?" And I'm like, "All right, here's the deal. It's a tradition, but we don't have the team anymore. So you just need to crouch walk around Avalanche." And he's like, "Okay." And I was like, "You don't really have to do that, you know?" And he's like, "No, I'll do it." It would be a night here, followed him around in the Warthog. It was amazing.
Oh, my God. We would actually make sure he crouched, so we would shoot
we would shoot right above his head.
Right above his head.
Amazing screenshot. Oh, God. It was amazing.
But if he ever stood up, he'd be like, "Ugh, it's done."
That's how we roll. You want to join ATF, you got crouch walk, son.
Okay.
We're really not that mean.
We hard over here, son.
And last but certainly not least, also from the Puntacular community, Dark Death Incorporated.
Hi, how's it going?
That just sounds great.
What does your business do?
Do I
kill people?
They actually invented the meter. That's what they did.
Well, dude, I'll be sending you an email. I mean, what?
I'll do nicely.
The email is Satan. Just type in Satan in the email address bar, and it'll get to
it. I'm not sure if resume carries over that far.
Okay. So, welcome everyone to the episode. Glad to have you guys on. What we're going to do for this episode is, for those of you tuning in live, which I think is two at the moment.
I just sent a PM to Burke, so maybe it'll show up on the front page.
Maybe.
Burke the man.
You can, if you want, you can, if you have Twitter or something, or friends, on the, you can post it on the forums if you want, I guess, over there at ATF.
Yeah, I already did. On the front page, actually, and no one follows us on Twitter.
I think we should make every post on Rooster Teeth because we had so many people.
We're having Rooster Teeth.
How many posts? Wasn't there like 40, 50 people on that one? It was ridiculous. Maybe a little more.
Apparently, the sound quality is still really low on it.
Yeah.
Are we gonna play a game? I don't know.
We're getting there. Okay.
Probably waiting for it to load.
So, we're going to take a few minutes here and talk to Anti-Pro, who is from Arm the Flag, who we have been trying to get a clan match with, but haven't gone through yet.
We played you once. Like, way back in the day.
Yeah, way back in the day, but not recently. We got to play three other communities to get into the Good Game Network, so we're working on it. And
I see. You just want to play it to the GGN. Surfaces.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to go back through all the communities that we've actually played in the past and try to get Pontacular back out there.
That would take forever.
Right.
That's the real reason.
Well, hey, you went our bit. I hope you're a good cook, because I want some cookies.
You should try one of the treats I made. People here like them a lot.
Treats? What kind of treats?
It's pecans, Rolos, and pretzels.
You already have me sold. I want one.
Well, if you come to Emily's Dallas, I'll be able to make some.
Now with recipes.
Ooh, I don't know about Dallas. We're going to the Chicago Combine next weekend, so it's gonna be awesome. But I don't know about Dallas.
The first two rounds.
We're gonna win.
We're going to win so hard.
Okay.
The Anti-Pro is going to win.
So, Anti-Pro, tell us a little bit about Arm the Flag, how it got started, and what you do over there at Arm the Flag.
Arm the Flag. Well, basically, back in the day, Arm the Flag started with a group of friends. We were probably friends for a good at least 3 or 4 years. We kind of jumped through various plans here and there. Right before we started it, we all started getting into machinima. We started out as Froman Productions. Not a lot of people know that. But that was our first name. And then within a few months after that, we changed to Arm the Flag. We started out as a machinima crew. We produced a lot of videos, and I think our most popular series would have to be our Micro Machinima series, where we kind of do little skits here and there. Most of them have been featured on the front page of Bungie.net, which is pretty tight. We've got a lot of spotlight up there, so I do thank Irk for that, because Irk's my hero. But throughout the years, we kind of bounced around. Like, we did machinima, we kind of stopped, we came back to it. We do a podcast now too, so that's pretty tight. But, currently right now, we are not producing any machinima. It is kind of still there on the back burner. But what we're really focusing on right now is developing the clan side of things. We do want to become a clan that can go, we can play matches against people like Podtacular, you know, go play with our GGN buddies, all sorts of stuff like that. We want to focus on the clan. We feel like we've been too focused on the website side of things. But that's where we currently are right now, doing the clan thing and doing the podcast. But Machinima is definitely still in our future, so stay tuned on that one. But, I mean, that's basically ATF in a nutshell, I guess. I mean, I don't know if you guys have any specific questions or any kind of crazy stuff like that.
Well, we're going to go ahead and start the game.
What's your favorite show? I want to ask a question.
Well, we're going to ask questions in-game, so. So go ahead.
So what do you guys think about the battle? All right.
What was your question?
I was gonna say, what was your best moment of Machinima recording? Because I know this is a lot of funny ones. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do Team SWAT. Guys.
Like
Team SWAT. Yeah.
Oh, right. You mean best moment while filming, or like the best movie that I think we've done?
While filming.
Actually, that brings me back to the days of Halo 2. We were creating, we were doing a little short, skit that we were gonna put on the credits of, one of the movies we were doing. And, we were on Terminal, and one of my guys that was setting up the team parked the Goshawk underneath the train. And, depending on where you park that Goshawk, it's actually tall enough to get hit by the train. So we were about to start the shot, and he died, and it was pretty awesome. That's like the first thing that really comes to mind. Because we're sitting here, we're all set up, and I'm sure you guys know how hard it is to set up scenes in machinima movies and stuff like that, like getting everyone on the same page. So we're sitting here, like, good 20 minutes setting the scene up, and then all of a sudden he just split. We have no idea what's happening. And then we spent the next good 20, 30 minutes going, dude, what else can we put on the tracks? Like, it was ridiculous. It was right after Terminal just came out.
I remember those days.
But Halo 3, I can't really think anything crazy on Halo 3. Honestly, I really can't. I tell you, the most exciting thing we did in Halo 3 is when we did the Halo Community Live with Random Sauce and, who else is it? We made the remake of a trailer for the movie 300 entitled 3, about 3 Spartans that takes on an entire elite army. That was pretty tight. But I don't know. That's probably the most memorable thing while filming, though.
What do people make of the DMR? I said.
very good.
Oh, I don't know. It takes some getting used to.
Yeah.
Definitely. Headshot's
not
going to
be my answer.
So have you done the long machine with Halo 2, or did you start with Halo 3?
We started with Halo 2. We did most of our work with Halo 3. We were actually one of the first Machinima crews that I remember that had come out with a Halo 3 Machinima. It was literally probably the first game that was out. I remember we got featured on, if you guys remember, Hollywood Halo. As one of the first Halo 3 Machinima movies, we made like a...
Tied the leader.
A music video for a really good
game. The lead.
Oh, I love Rubik
but
Fish.
In Halo, do you like Rubik Fish?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love Real Big Fish. Actually, it was kind of an ongoing joke because they used to use nothing but ska for like our intros and outros.
Oh,
and everybody got
great. That's great.
But Halo 2. Funny story about Halo 2. If you guys have seen our actual project entitled 3, that Spartan one that I was talking about earlier. We started that in Halo 2, and we sat on it for a good 6 months, and everyone in PDF got really, really angry at me, and we finally finished in Halo 3. But I do have to say most of our success was in Halo 3, honestly, because that's when we were featured on Bungie.net and everything.
Okay.
By the way, it's really hard to concentrate on answering questions while playing the game.
Yeah. I'm having a problem of coming up with questions.
So how does it feel when you shot him?
Have you done any work with like, other cities? Have you done any like collaboration work with other groups?
How
that feel, Dustin?
The only collaborations that we've really had, we've done a lot of we haven't done any straight up like project collaborations, but we have called on other communities many, many times to fill our parties when we need help filming videos. One community that we were kind of tight with that they helped us all the time was Abyss Studios. I don't know really what they're up to now. They're kind of dormant. But for the most part, any clan that you would see in the Good Game Network, we've had all of those guys help us and move.
Revenge!
But never like a full-fledged project. Bro.
Where were you shooting me from?
Top story.
Okay, not. I saw you when I jumped, but I couldn't see before that.
The reason I asked is because me and both of them are top 7 are part of Cyberline Film. But I didn't heard about I'll be impressed.
Die, Port!
And we've done some stuff with before, but like not really much with anybody else, which I think is our downfall. If we don't get our name out enough.
Right. Like I said, we definitely have Machinima still on our minds, and we will probably definitely get around to it again. But I mean, if you guys want to hook up or whatever, we have a lot of people that are still interested in participating in Machinimas. The problem we run into right now is, at the moment, I'm the only person that has the captain card.
Double kill.
Desire to do
Machinima,
really.
Double.
Yeah, I just got double.
If I don't want to make the Machinima, then I can't.
Oh, good.
Man, does that not
like
sound like a really important job?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. A lot of people in Arms of Light, I wouldn't say they hate me, but they kind of wish I was more motivated to do Machinima, you know. But
yeah.
Like I said, man, pop out our forums or, I'll put a post up in our Machinima section and be like, hey, guys, you want to help these guys out? They're up for
it. We're always looking for, or at least I know I'm always looking for groups. We don't really have also our Machinima going strong for us. We have other things here and there that go strong for us.
I actually have a Machinima idea that I want to do.
Gain the lead.
It might turn out being a big community collaboration.
Mission for that we were supposed to finish, but we keep putting off.
Lost the lead.
That and the game night one.
What?
We have many projects that we have full written scripts for and everything, like, ready to go, and it's just we haven't filmed it.
Just need
we just haven't filmed it, and you know, we started a series. Anyone who follows Arm the Flag might remember that we came out with, we started a series called Oregon Trail Pioneering Evolved, where we basically, you remember an old school Oregon Trail back in school? Grade school? Remember Oregon Trail? We reenacted the game using game.
Tied the leader. Lost the
but
lead.
But we're going to, we have a, I believe it's a
lost the
six
lead.
Or seven episode script written up, ready to go and everything, written by one of our guys, Leader of Blind. And I do have to say it's probably one of the most creative scripts I've ever seen in a machinima. So if we pull it off and we get it done, it'll be awesome.
Wow. Cool.
I'm always impressed when we ever get these things done. So,
game over.
I blame my lack of skills for trying to think of what I'm not really this bad.
Yeah, he is.
Typically, I'm better.
Dude, this is the easiest way. This is the easiest game to have to get credits on, though.
We need a match.
Quick, someone ask a question while we're not playing. Where do babies come from? First, the mommy Spartan and the daddy Spartan.
And then they arm the flag. And after that...
They arm the flag, yeah. The daddy Spartan arms the flag.
That's something that doesn't make sense.
Now we're on to the part where we're talking about the episode that's actually supposed to be about. We're going to go over some of the Reach game types and the maps.
Can we still play and talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go hopefully through each one, which is CTF, Stockpile, probably...
Each layer.
And we'll also do probably two Slayers to do weapon placements and hiding places. Slayer, everyone. Slayer. Or not.
We'll
do CTF first, I guess.
It's go time.
I guess we'll do CTF
first. It's
go
time. Oh, we have a secret weapon. We have Ace. What? What? I didn't even see mine on. Oh, yeah, Rick.
We have an ace up our sleeve. We have an ace up our sleeve.
Ace the sneaky one.
Okay. So, everyone pick a different armor ability, I guess. Everyone meet in the middle. And then...
I'm fucking away. I'll be a fucking away.
Greg, where are you going? Okay, so
hey, one more.
Okay,
I'll be the bodyguard. You guys play nice.
Thank you, Mr. Greg. Okay, so, Greg has... Hey, what are you doing that for?
Should we just make a giant assassination train of awesomeness?
Okay, everyone on Red Team holds these guys up.
Yep,
okay. All the red guys.
Okay.
Okay, so,
Wait, this is a firing line? I don't like
Greg,
the idea of a firing line.
Move! Okay, so... Starting with the right, we have Anti-Pro with Sprint. Go ahead and do a little bit of that for us there. Yay, and it's going really fast.
Where'd he go?
He's a maniac!
So that's Sprint.
Oh, it's still recharging.
Pork Chop has armor lock. Put it down, you have an invincible shield that no one can hit. And at the end, it unlocks a little EMP, so it drains the shield. And it actually deflects rockets too, which is pretty nice. And if you saw it went up a man,
I'm not going to be here when that happens.
By the way.
1 minute remaining.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Wow, that almost hit me.
Do it again. Do it again.
One down.
Oh! Oh, there's so much more to go back towards them.
Okay.
Right, we got 40 seconds to show the stalker.
We have Ace with invisibility. Yay, he's invisible.
Where did he go?
30 seconds remaining.
Where did he go? He's everywhere.
Where did he go?
Where did he go?
Okay, and then we have Uzumaki with the jetpack. Drop down and die! Drop down and die!
By the way, if you play bumper jumper, you can't use the jetpack. Not good. You have to hit X.
Okay, we're gonna
fly.
Okay, next round we're gonna have to have you go all the way up and fall.
Round
and fall
over.
Again. Oh, come on now.
We're only a combination plus like a defense. Oh, wait, this is a round.
What should we pick? It doesn't matter.
Same one you did before.
Yeah, same one you did before. And if you didn't, if you didn't, just show yourself, I guess. Okay, so, Uzumaki, give us a little demonstration of what happens if you go up too high.
Okay.
So there is fall damage.
That was
and if you get up too high, you can't fall down. And so that was the point of that little bit. So all you listening, go watch the video that will accompany this podcast.
Let's get the rockets.
Okay. Let's see. What happens?
Where
highway to the future. Just give a demonstration of what a regular shot off of a grenade launcher looks like. On someone other than me.
Whoa.
Ow. Do it on dark. See if having any effect. Okay, now do it. Okay, so just bounce around. Do a direct hit on him. Okay, hey, do a direct hit on Dark. See, okay, it's a kill. If it hits anyone directly on. Now, do a delayed grenade. Show us what that means. That one's delayed. Do a delayed grenade.
Delays when you hold it down.
Yeah.
No!
So shoot and hold.
And fail then.
Fire and hold. Not direct hit.
I'm holding.
Not
direct
hit. You can't direct hit.
He keeps moving.
No, just shoot somewhere. Don't hit someone else.
We need the armor lock for me.
And let go now. Okay. So what's
1 minute remaining.
Delayed detonation. If you hold down the trigger, it won't detonate until you let it go. And like now, crap. And there's an EMP. There's an EMP burst. I can just hear the grenade sizzling right by me when you did that. Or cooking.
Get in my head with butterflies.
So as you just demonstrated, if you hold the trigger with the grenade launcher,
30 seconds remaining.
It's working
a little bit.
Okay. Next game, we'll do some weapon placement.
You're too heavy.
Flag taken. Flag dropped. 10 seconds remaining. Flag taken.
Then we'll do something else after that.
Yeah, I had no idea the grenade
sub dead.
Different game types to show you how to do stockpile and what custom player guys? Are those two game types
on the game?
Yeah, I guess we're gonna show off Cubby Slayer.
Yeah, so Cubby Slayer and Stockpile will do two games of.
Remember, I gotta leave not too far from the. Yeah, I'm about an hour.
Yeah, we'll have time.
Sorry to break this, but I have to work at 3, so I won't be around too much longer.
Who's that?
Who's in hockey?
Well, you can. I mean,
what's your time frame right now? 2:45, Brent? Or
yeah, I have about time for one more match.
Oh,
Yo, Josh.
So we have to find another filler.
That's the best age of that game, right?
We have to find another filler.
Well, we can find somebody else. There's 10 people on right now.
Backfile? What are we doing?
We can get Bolty in here. Brent's on now.
We'll do stockpile.
So Uzi wants to go,
we'll do stockpile, and then we'll do weapon placements after stockpile.
So
stockpile is basically kind of a CTF territory kind of map. And what you
have, with stuff.
And what you have to do is there's flags scattered throughout all the map. Or does someone want to explain this? Because I've been
stockpile.
There's a CTF on crack. What more do you need now?
The BTF is maps around there. You got to bring them to your point, and then once you first team to get 10 wins, or the team has the most at the end of the year. Basically, maps all around. There's flags all around the map. You get to bring them to your stockpile. You can also take them out of your opponent's stockpile before they capture them.
Right.
Pretty frustrating if you do it correctly. I like sword base because you can use height to your advantage to jump around. Sometimes it's not usually the best way to go to your stockpile, get the cut flags closest to you, maybe on the opposite side, because the way that the map is designed. Sometimes you could jump down and bring your flag from up top on the opposite side of the map. So it's pretty cool to do. You kill each other now, right?
Yeah.
Are we actually playing this game?
Flags collected. Gain the lead.
Yeah.
Okay. One other thing that I forgot to notice, and I'll point this out here as I pass by it, is there's health back in the game. There's a second separate bar underneath the health bar. And it does the same thing as it does when it gives you health back.
Josh, turn those up.
Ah, good. Yeah, I'll play defense with blue team if you guys want to go grab the flag.
So that is stockpile, or our hectic version of stockpile. The podcast will probably be slightly edited. Okay, well thanks Uzumaki for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Was that the only one that went positive? No, me and Knight were the only ones that went positive.
We'll try to get Brent in here now.
I don't think I had a lot of kills with Magnum.
Oh, they had a hammer spree that game. That was fun.
I had a hail to the king.
How'd you get hail to the king? And explain to everyone else what that is. People that
five. You gotta get a killing spree inside the hill while you're in the hill.
Right. Okay.
Now ask Porkchop about playing stockpile against me.
No.
Brent's playing with Bert.
That was a fun game though, Porkchop.
You want to
play it wasn't
Kato?
Not. No.
Is Brent in a game?
Yeah.
See, what Ace would do is he would camp in, like, the little area on blue side, and he would wait until there was 10 seconds left. And then after, he'll go invisible and walk up to the stockpile area and take out all the flags.
Genius.
Take them all out.
It's a legitimate strategy, though.
Very legitimate.
I would rent
you. You can hear Porkchop, though, because you know there's invisible. Like, you know, invisible, when they go invisible, the radar jammer pops up. So I could hear Porkchop, like, through the speakers. He's going, oh, God, Ace is around. Ace is around.
So, since we have a moment, everyone, why don't you go ahead and say what your favorite part of Halo Reach is. We'll go ahead and start with Anti-Pro. Or at least the beta.
I don't think he's here at the moment.
Okay, Greg, how about you?
I like the DMR.
Why that over everything else?
It seems it's like everything that we wanted the VR to be.
Don't you think it's just kind of inconsistent with the headshots, though? Like, that's what I see it as.
Well, if you pull the trigger too fast, the recoil goes off.
Yeah.
I think there should be, like, an option that you could just, like, switch to, like, a one-shot or, like, a three-shot, like the BMR and, like, Halo 3.
See, you mean, like, three-shot, though, would mean that you only got, like, four shots and you had to reload.
That would be, like, two shots.
There's, like, what, 12 rounds in it?
Yeah.
I mean, I like that stockpile. Stockpile would be a very fun game type. If we weren't talking all in the same party, I could see, you know, a lot of teamwork going on if we stockpile. I think we stockpile will work with the armor permutation. I think that's something.
Yeah.
I don't know about regular Slayer or anything. It just seems like it's a crapshoot for most of the things with the permutation. It doesn't seem like a third.
Okay, Ace, what about you?
At first I was going to say it was Cubby Flare, because that's a lot of fun, but after playing multiple rounds against Pork Chop, it's got to be the armor permutation, specifically stealth. I don't know if you noticed, but I can be really, really sneaky with it.
Yeah, as shown by the last game.
Yeah, that's negative something, though, didn't you?
What is negative? All I'd have to do is sit in an inconspicuous part of the hill and go invisible.
Yeah. Okay.
Let the fighting happen and let them get mad when they're like, why is the hill still being contested?
Yeah. Anti-Pro, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was a noob and had my mic on mute.
Hey, Queso.
I was like, well, I started answering and... And they're like, okay, well, we'll move on. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Not important.
Okay, so we're doing the live podcast. Do you have about 30 minutes to be a filler?
Do what?
We're doing a live podcast, and we had someone leave, and we need a filler spot.
Oh, Brent's here.
Or Brent's here, never mind.
Oh.
Sorry.
You're not good enough.
We'll get you on the next live show.
I'll invite him to the party.
We're going to have another one next week when the Invasion and Generator game types come out. So we'll get you on then. How about that?
I can't invite Brent to the party for some reason.
Yeah, because the party was full. Now invite him. The party was full.
It just won't let me. It's not bringing the option up.
Well, yeah, you have to back out. Because at the time you opened the prompt, the party was full.
There we go. I invited him. He's already a Sergeant Grade 2. He's already won 30 games. I've only won 9.
Hey, Brent, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hey. So, how awesome is what? Brent, how awesome is Reed?
It's hot.
You've already played 60 games in 2 days. I'm pretty sure it's a little bit than that. Right.
No, it's okay. Like, I've been playing, like, some of the game types are awful. Especially on, like, the maps. Like, certain maps. Like, one playing up on Swordbase.
Yeah.
No, I was playing the stockpile on Swordbase. And that was stupid because one base is enclosed. You have to actually, you know, walk in there. Shoot people down.
Right.
While one base is completely open, you can just throw nades in there, spam it.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So, Brent, we just started talking while we've been waiting for you to get on here. What's your favorite part of Reach Beta so far?
We play game over, didn't we?
Yeah, sure.
I think Brent's favorite thing should be his ranking so far.
I hope it's the Beaver Zone.
Yeah, the Beaver Zone was pretty cool. I haven't splashed around in it much. The thing I've noticed is that, like, jetpacks really kind of, they almost ruin the game. I don't want to say it ruins it, but I just do oddball.
If they know how to use a jetpack, it could, but those who don't, it's funny because they get really high and then they drop and die.
But people know how to use a jetpack. I mean, it's not that hard. As long as you just got a little bit of fuel left, you can you know, break your fall.
Yeah. Okay, Porkchop, what's your favorite part of Reach so far?
I would probably have to say the Covey Slayer, using the Elite's ability to roll and stuff and dodge.
Okay.
Attacks.
First strike! Gain the lead.
What?
Knight, what about you? What's your favorite?
I would say the tree, the new skill rating system, I guess. Like, so you don't get penalized. Even like 90 plus, or even doing the best in the team, you still don't get penalized.
That was
compared to Halo 3.
How come that thing didn't go around the corner?
Let's see, who else haven't I touched yet? Dark Death. What about you?
Sorry about that.
My favorite so far would probably have to be Armor Lock. I died quite a lot in level 2. I'd love to see Armor Lock. It would be home effect.
I wouldn't leave him over there.
I have to say my favorite part is probably...
We have to defend. You just sort of slap that and let him chuck against people's statues.
Why is everybody in this one room?
The only place we can fight in the whole thing. It's like a party room.
I don't know. Just happened.
Who knows how awesome it sounds when you go stealth mode? Like it's like a ghosty sound.
Well, you don't get it.
Tied the leader.
Yeah, it cuts off everything.
Well, it cuts off everything, but it has this ghosty
look
sound.
At the team shot on Branch.
He wins for the win.
Tied the leader.
Oh, I just watched my death on the camera.
I almost think the invisibility thing is so too powerful with the Rambler.
Gain the lead.
But we have Rambler's us too, though, so we don't know where they all are.
It doesn't scramble your teammates, though. That's...
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Gain the lead.
I'm just saying, I don't have to know for sure. Like, it's nice that you're so invisible, but you have to take a drawback with there being Scramble and Rambler on both sides.
Wow, I managed to get a kill off of it?
Yeah, I'm on
the lead. See, there lead. Lies the benefit of Armor Lock. I just pulled off right there. For all of you listening, go watch the video again.
What did you do?
Lost the lead.
Get the health depth that you normally get.
Why are you chasing me? Oh my god!
Oh, come on! I was just looking at Halo 3 how you could, fuck the rocket.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you can shoot grenades.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
I love how if you run towards somebody with a versatility that can melee them when you're running, it's a one-hit kill.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I guess that makes it kind of worthwhile then, because I don't find that it just seems like the weakest of all things, considering Split is usually common.
Like
for
the beginning of Capture the Flag, what does it use to the rush to the power weapon?
Revenge!
Yeah, maybe, but the one that official box is over, I mean, what do you do? Well, okay, the champion was it still. I know what you mean, but still, I think it's a little bit
Hey, hey, not necessary for me. Yes, it was.
Anything else that I think we should talk about before we do.
Every time I do guard, I never remember to use it. I never remember that I have the gun.
Oh,
like I think guard every time.
have not yet determined.
That's not possible.
Oh, that was nasty.
You like that?
This will be my last game. I need to go watch all of them.
We might just end the podcast and do the at that point.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's gotta go to work.
But, yeah, so any last comments from you guys? With the game stuff wrapping itself up?
I just like the newness. I'm glad I have something new to play. I love it.
Teamwork!
Was that necessary? Was that necessary?
Yes.
I got all day, buddy. You're gonna kill me when I get out.
Intimidation, man, intimidation. Oh my god, maybe not.
Like, I'll agree, Armalock is really hard to use correctly. What I'm saying is, and I'm not trying to, like, pretend like you're a noob at Armalock, but it's good that it basically is a, you know, calling a timeout, more or less. But, one here to probably, you know, all the turns into this family, decide how you want to kill me.
Yeah, but instead of team matches, though, it buys you time where your teammates might run into you.
Yeah,
right.
Because when you unleash, the EMP doesn't affect them. It affects everyone
around. No, right.
So, I mean, it's less of a solo thing, it's more of a group thing.
Yeah, but it seems like
the Armalock, unless you're around your teammates, is a good way.
Oh,
5 minutes remaining. Lucky and kill someone.
Game
like,
over.
As they're coming, EMP and then melee him, but other than that.
Yeah, but the EMP melee trick, eventually people will get wise to it. It'll never work, you know?
I've
got over 1,000
with that.
Jesus.
Well, so this podcast is probably going to turn out short edit-wise, but thanks again to everyone who showed up. Thanks to our special guest from Arm the Flag, Anti-Pro. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Good. And Knight. That's a big night for showing up, too, definitely.
Maybe we can get some of the other podcast hosts from over there to come on another day.
Yeah, they're losers. They don't answer my messages.
So I think this is can officially be the first podcast done in Halo Reach. So
yeah,
in the first machinima,
I feel all warm and fuzzy.
I don't know if you count this as a machinima.
I really wouldn't count that as machinima.
We could do a Halo news here. And that'd be the
first. Oh my god.
So, all
right, guys, I'm gonna go.
Okay. So,
are file shares working yet?
Thanks everyone.
Yeah,
thanks everyone for listening in. This has been episode 226 of Podtacular. Next episode, we will be going a little more into detail on stuff related to maps and weapons and stuff like that, where we're not constantly being distracted by shooting one another.
I think we should just do it on a certain map, though, like Sword Base. Send your submissions to Sword Base.
You can. Well, we'll have a 4-week
test.
That's
going to take submissions
like
on.
So, Sword Base, you said, for this week, I guess?
Yeah, we'll just take submissions on Sword Base. We're going to go over a little bit on all.
Yeah. So, we'll be taking submissions for Sword Base, and then next week we'll probably do Powerhouse. Then we'll do Boneyard and Overlook as those come out. So, again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
We'll see you in the... I'll see you in the briefcase.
Woo!
I'll see you.
Yeah.
I'll be on the business end of that headshot.
Ooh, man. Talking shit, huh?
I'm the invisible dude.